Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. I have so been looking forward to this conversation with Chris O'Dell. She's the author of Miss O'Dell, My Hard Days and Long Nights, The Beatles, The Stones, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, and The Women They Loved. And those big names are just sort of scratching the surface. Chris O'Dell, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show and welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You, young lady, had a pretty incredible run as an insider, the ultimate insider to some of the biggest names in music history. And this all started when you were barely 20, 21 years old. Were you of the mindset when you're hanging around with the Beatles and you're 21 years old that this is as big a deal as it is all these years later?
Well, I think that, you know, I look back now and think, wow, that was pretty lucky. You know, at the time,
sure.
I think I was certainly well aware when I was working for the Beatles in London in the late 60s, because, I mean, they were, you know, still at the kind of peak of their fame, that I was in an extraordinary position and an amazing time to be around all these people. I was very aware of that. I think as time has passed, I look back and think, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize how long this would continue. Do you know what I mean? People are still interested in it. It blows my mind.
You were actually on the roof at Apple during the Beatles final concert that was filmed for the movie Let It Be. Is a picture of you, and you looked really cold that day.
It was so cold. It was so cold, Bert. You have no idea how cold it was. You know, London weather is like wet cold, and it was so cold that day. And, you know, as I look back at the photographs of that, and I see Paul was wearing like a suit jacket. I mean, nothing, a flimsy little jacket. I know that they were all freezing. I don't know how they played.
Now, did you have a handle working in that office on a day-to-day basis with those guys that there was this level of not getting along and the whole piece with their new manager, Alan Klein, and all that? And did you see the end coming, or was it a big surprise?
You know, I think I was aware of it. I lived in a little cloud. You know, kind of like, you know, it's like I really only wanted to see what I wanted to see. But, you know, if I really put myself back in that time, you know, it would be like, oh, you know, so-and-so just walked out of the studio. George just left the studio and quit the band, or John quit the band, or Paul. You know, all of those things happened, and I knew they were happening, but in some respect, we didn't let it get to us. We just kind of kept doing it. When Alan Klein came in the picture, it was fairly apparent the band had split into camps. And hence, in the end, a lot of us who were friends with them got split into camps. But, you know, it all happened so kind of, I think in my mind it was they were the Beatles and they would be the Beatles forever. And it was hard to imagine that it could be any different than that.
Chris O'Dell is our guest today. She's the author of Miss O'Dell. And in this book she talks about her life as and the ultimate insider for the Stones, the Beatles, as a road manager, tour manager for a ton of incredible shows. And you went through, gosh, Chris, some things that make me wonder how you are still alive to have this conversation with me today.
I know. You know, I never really realized that either. Yeah, it was living on the edge, living in the fast lane on the edge. That was kind of what it was like during that period of time. But, you know, it was the 70s particularly, were I was just finishing I just read Keith Richards' book, and that was really, that took me back to that part of my life, the drugs, the alcohol, the crazy living and the way that we saw things. And you know, we were kind of living in our own little world, and on tour you are in your own world with your own.
There was a story in your book where you mentioned Keith Richards and his new book, where you were actually dispatched from the Rolling Stones tour to go back to Los Angeles and be essentially Keith Richards' drug runner.
Well, I went and picked up the drugs, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
It seemed like a drug dealer. It felt like I was a personal assistant. And you know, it's interesting because in his book I read that someone else, another one of their assistants, had to do the same thing. And, you know, I think that was just done at that time. No one thought of it as drug running. I don't even know that we thought of drugs as illegal, to be honest. I mean, you know, we did live under there was a kind of like this little canvas over us that seemed to protect us to some degree, obviously not always, but to some degree from some of the illegal stunts we were pulling.
Now, can I ask you some personal questions? Because you had not only a business relationship with some of these guys, you actually you had a sexual relationship with some of these guys too.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, how interesting it is that, you know, if it's a female writing the book, it's kind of like, oh, my God, she must have been a groupie. If it's a guy writing a book, the same book about sleeping with female artists, they think, wow, that's cool. He did that.
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember that at that period of time, drugs and alcohol played a huge part in our lives. And, you know, the inhibitions were kind of taken away from us by that, plus the fact that when you're working with someone all the time, those kind of things just come up. I mean, it happens. It's a kind of standard. Plus, we were all in our 20s. Isn't that what people do in their 20s, especially back then? So,
well,
yeah,
you're right.
True.
In your 20s, and you're working closely with these people, and yet there's not a whole lot of people out there that can say, okay, yeah, I've slept with Mick Jagger and Ringo Starr and Stephen Stills and Leon Russell. I mean, these are some pretty amazing pillow conversations that you must have had.
Well, first of all, I think there are probably a lot of people who could say they slept with Mick Jagger. But possibly not with the others. You know, it was just part of the times. And, you know, it's hard to be around one of, you know, if you're talking about Mick in particular, how do you hang out every day with one of the most desirable men on the planet and not feel some desire, you know, to get closer? It's just going to happen.
You actually were best friends with Ringo Starr's wife, and yet you had an affair with Ringo. And amazingly, as I read this book, you were able to maintain that relationship with Maureen.
Yeah, we did. It was during the time that their marriage was actually breaking up. So it was, you know, it was a really hard time for them. And I think that, you know, if we all had to do it over again, it probably wouldn't happen the same way. But that's what happened. And Maureen and I did stay friends. And I think that says a lot about kind of where we were at back in those days, you know.
Back with more with Chris O'Dell. The book is Miss O'Dell, right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show. 718-506-1944 is our number. Chris Odell is our guest. The book is Miss Odell. And that's actually a song that George Harrison wrote about you. How cool is that?
Well, I think it's probably, it's my ringtone on my phone. Honestly, my son worked it out how to make it my ringtone. So every time my phone rings, it's George telling me, singing that song to me, Miss Odell. Why don't you call me Miss Odell? And so I have to thank him because there are very few of us have our own personalized Beatle ringtone.
Pretty amazing. After spending all this time with these guys, and you talked about in the 70s that the drugs and alcohol began to take their toll. You finally, got it together and were able to get away from that lifestyle. You settled into, a reasonably normal existence as a mom and later a single mom. Is it tough to gear yourself up to do sort of the mundane things of life when you spent so much of your 20s and 30s, jetting around in private airplanes to concerts and having all access backstage passes? I mean, how do you sort of shift out of that mode into a regular, normal existence?
Yeah, it is difficult. And, what I did was I was married and had my son in London, and we moved to Los Angeles. And that was still difficult, so I moved back to Tucson, where I'd grown up, and, that's probably the only way I could have done it. I removed myself so completely from everything that I was forced to start a new life again, and I still have friends that I keep in touch with from, in fact, actually, since my book, I've reconnected with a lot of friends from the music business, but it is tough. It's because you have to get used to the fact that your life has changed a lot and you're not doing all of those things. So you have really good memories, though.
Well, let's tax those memories a little bit. We're going to play name association. I'm going to give you some names. I want you to tell me immediately the first word that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Ready.
Mick Jagger.
Funny and childlike.
Keith Richards.
Nice, very friendly, nice, and honest.
Surprising there. Leon Russell.
Leon Russell, great eyes, very sexy.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, funny and a little bit isolated.
Isolated, okay. Yeah. George Harrison.
Very spiritual, very intelligent.
Bob Dylan.
Very eccentric and curious.
Eccentric and curious, all right. Mm-hmm. Patty Boyd.
Patty Boyd, great fun, a good friend.
Paul McCartney.
Very smart. Very businesslike.
John Lennon.
What was that one?
John Lennon.
John Lennon. Very cryptic. Very original. I can't even find the right word.
And finally, Chris O'Dell.
Ah, Chris O'Dell. Very lucky, very happy.
And a very wonderful book. It's Miss O'Dell, My Hard Days and Long Nights of the Beatles, the Stones, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, and The Women They Loved. Chris, one of my favorite books that I've read this year, and I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Burke. I like being here in your very secret bunker.
It'll be just between you and me.
I'll never
Thanks
tell
for
anyone.
Listening today. That's okay. Right. It's our secret. No books about me, Chris O'Dell.
Okay, Burke. Bye-bye.
Bye. Chris O'Dell is our guest today. Pick up her book in bookstores everywhere. Now go out and make it a great book.